Welcome to Ask John. My name is John, and you can ask me things. The purpose of these audio episodes is to give you quick tips relating to careers, including specific careers, exploration, preparation, planning, and everything in between. Today we're going to be doing an informational interview with Deanna Perry. Hello, Deanna, and thank you for joining us today. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
I want to start out with just kind of me and our listeners getting to know a little bit more about you. So I want to ask you that introductory question that every student who's ever had an interview or who will ever have an interview is probably going to be asked. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So I was born and raised in Los Angeles, California, which I know is a bit of an anomaly. Graduated from SC many, many, many years ago, in 2003. And got a degree in psychology and has since shifted gears, which we'll get into. But currently, I work at Amazon. I've been there for about 4 years. And when I joined, I was originally on the Prime Video team working on their global marketing film and TV campaigns, leading their campaign development. And currently, I work in business strategy and operations on Amazon's global brand marketing team. So more of like the parent brand for Amazon. And I lead our strategic programs, partnerships, and initiatives.
Wonderful. That's so cool. And I love, we're going to get into all of this in just a second, how you talked about undergraduate psychology and then had a couple of shifts in your career. Because that's something that I talk a lot with students about is they feel like, oh, I need to make sure I 100% have a career that matches my undergraduate degree, and I'm going to stay there until I retire.
Right.
So I'm very excited to get into kind of those shifts because it's important because it's how the career landscape goes, right? Where you kind of shift multiple times.
Yep, absolutely. And that's one of the things I did want to talk about today is just, you know, being open to pivoting. You know, I'll start by saying I don't have a traditional career path by any means. And I know a lot of times when you're in college, we've been kind of conditioned throughout generations to know what we want to do, even going into college. But college is really an opportunity to test and learn, even outside of college. So I would just say to listeners who are in college and even recent post-grads, you don't have to have it all figured out at this stage in your career.
So kind of into the current area you're in, why did you make this pivot into this type of work? Why did it interest you and how did you kind of get your start? For those who are like, I want to do what she does, but how do I go about it? How do I start? How did you start with it and why this particular field?
Sure. So, you know, when I was in college, I studied psychology and was just always really interested in people and the way that they think and their behavior. But I would say in about my junior year, I realized that although I was fascinated about human nature and why people do the things that they do, I had a different vision for how I wanted to live my life. Yeah. And so I learned early on that I really wanted to focus on things that I was passionate about. And at that time, it was music. I grew up around people in the music industry, being from Hollywood. I lived in Studio City, so that's where a lot of all of the, you know, film and TV studios are. But my family was in the music industry, and I just was always in that setting. And I think I just had this really strong connection to music as a fan. And I had the opportunity to intern at a couple of record labels while I was in college, and one of them hired me as soon as I graduated. So for the first few years of my career, I worked at different labels. And I worked in a number of capacities.
Please join us for part 2 of our conversation with Deanna Perry.